creator of the universe sits on top of the throne.
我们如果能够看到主，他在掌权，那我们就看到他的荣耀，我们也可以发现我们自己的过犯。
If we can see is that indeed our sovereign God governs everything, then we can easily see our own faults.
我们现在读经在读以赛亚书。
We'll now continue with the Bible reading from the book of Isaiah.
在以赛亚书第六章记载两个很重要的意象。
In Isaiah chapter 6, there records two very important visions.
这个意象，这些意象跟以赛亚书都有关系，整个信息有关。
And so these two visions are closely related to the message in the book of Isaiah.
我们今天早上先来谈第一段。
And so this morning we'd like to study the first section.
我们请翻开以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章
Isaiah chapter 6
我们要从第一节读到第七节
From verse 1 through 7
请读第一节到第七节
Please read from verse 1 through 7 In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphs, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, and two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. Verse 3, and they were calling to one another, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory.Verse 4, at the sound of their voices, the doorsteps and threshold shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. Verse 5, Woe to me, I cry, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. Verse 6, Then one of the seraphs flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken from the tongs of the altar.With it, it touched my mouth and say, See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sins are atoned for.
Amen. 这是特别在描述以赛亚他在乌西亚王死的那一年他所看到的异象。
And so this was the vision the prophet Isaiah saw at the year King Uzziah died.
那这个这一这里面的信息，如果按照时间次序，应该放在以赛亚书的一开头。
And so, if you look at the chronological order, this should have been in Isaiah chapter 1.
但是他是放在第六章，前面五章他先提到了以赛亚书它的主题。
But it was placed in chapter 6. The first five chapter.Has to do with the theme of the book of Isaiah.
也就是说，先指出百姓的过犯。
That is, it first tells you the sins and the iniquities of the people.
也预言了神他即将要做的拯救跟幕后有关系的。
It also prophesies the salvation of God related to the end days.
那神也启示了他即将要给百姓的刑罚。
And God also revealed to Isaiah the punishment that he's about to deliver.
因为神他对他的所爱的人管教。
Because that's how God showed his love to his people.
那到第六章，他才描述他是怎么样看到神坐在宝座上，那他如何的看到神的圣洁，他的罪如何被洁净的。
In chapter 6, he records how he saw God sit on the throne and how his sins was cleansed.
那他在被洁净之后他才能够回应神的呼召去传讲神的信息。
And only after his sins were cleansed, he's able to reply to the calling of the Lord and preach the message.
好，那我们早上来看主坐在高高的宝座上这个异象他所见的。所以给他的这样的一个启示。
And so today, this morning, I'd like to study how when Isaiah saw that the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, give us teachings and revelations.
那这也是告诉我们以赛亚书的背景，一开始的背景。
And this also tells us the background of the book of Isaiah.
他是在乌西亚王死的那一年，他看见的。
He says, "In the year that King Uzziah died."
那乌西亚王啊，他的故事呢，他的生平所做的事，在历代志下26章啊，写得很清楚。
And so the story of King Uzziah was recorded in 2 Chronicles chapter 26.
我们如果看一下历代志下的26章。
So if we turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 26,
我们就会明白为什么他特别强调在乌西亚王死的那一年啊，神啊献出这个异象啊给以赛亚先知看到。
And then you will know why is it that this vision was revealed to Isaiah on the year King Uzziah died.
那二十六章啊，他这里记载乌西亚王他是犹大王亚玛谢的儿子。
Here records that King Uzziah he was the son of Amaziah.
那在我们读过的列王记里面，乌西亚王的名字叫做亚撒利亚。
And so there was another name that's recorded for King Uzziah, and his name was
Azaria. 那他是啊，是同一个名字，同一个人啊，只是不同的称呼了。
It's the same person, just a different name.
那因为在以赛亚书里面，他都用乌西亚王这个名字。
And in the book of Isaiah, he uses the name Uzziah.
那我们现在就来看这个王他掌权的时候，他的犹大国是怎么样的情况
？So during the reign of King Uzziah, what was the state of Judah?
那第一节特别说他做王的时候啊，他父亲啊死的时候，他接续做王是16岁的时候。
Here it records that when King Uzziah was 16 years old, he took over the throne from his father.
第三节再讲一次，他那一年16岁。在耶路撒冷作王52年。
Verse 3, Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 52 years.
那所以他作王的时间很长。
So he was king for a long period of time.
那其实，在他真的登基掌权作王之前呢，他的父亲亚玛谢啊，其实是已经不能够执掌王权，是由乌西亚共同执政的。
And so just about when King Uzziah was taking over, but in reality, his father was no longer capable of being king, so they both were kings for a while.
那乌西亚后来他骄傲长大麻风之后，他的儿子约坦跟他一起执政。
And so later on, when King Uzziah became proud, and then he suffered from leprosy, his son also ruled the kingdom with him.
啊，所以他真的自己做王的时间大概只有十几年而已。
So in reality, King Uzziah was solely asked the only king for probably a little bit more than a decade.
但是他当掌权的时候，他的整个时间有52年，很久。
But he was total either co-listed as king, so as the sole king.For 52 years.
第四节特别说乌西亚他是行神眼中看为正的事，他是愿意遵行神的命令的王。
And so for the most part, he was a king that did what was right in the sight of God.
第五节说通晓神的末世，撒加利亚在世的时候，乌西亚定义寻求神，他寻求神，神就使他亨通。
Verse 5 says, He sought God during the days of Zechariah, who instructed him in the fear of God. As long as he sought the Lord, God gave him success.
那这个撒加利亚就是后来，这是当时的大祭司。
And so Zechariah, he was the high priest at the time.
那这个撒加利亚他在教导律法也督促这个王要寻求神所以他就听从。结果神就让他很亨通，他的国家很强盛。
And so Bible tells us that when Uzziah was seeking the Lord, his country prospered.
我们就看到说，当一个人愿意寻求神来遵守他的命令，神都会给祝福的。
And so we can see clearly that whenever a person returns to God and seek after God, God will bless them.
我们的神是活的神，我们寻求他，他都知道。
For our God is a living God, He knows that when we desire to seek after Him.
他喜悦我们来寻求他。
And He is pleased that we return and seek after Him.
那所以，当他真的是寻求而且是用心在遵守神的命令的时候，神就让他凡事亨通。国家就很强，但当时候是很难得的 一片很繁荣的景象。
And so, when he sought after God, God gave him success, so his country was prosperous.
所以第六节他就讲，他出去攻击非利士人，他去征战都得胜的。
And so when he battle against the Philistine, he will be victorious.
第七节说神帮助他攻击非利士人。
Verse 7 says God helped them attack the Philistines.
那第八节说亚门人也给乌西亚进贡了。
In verse 8, he said the Ammonites brought tribute to Uzziah.
然后接下去，他的名声甚至传到埃及，因为他甚是强盛。
And his fame spread as far as the border of Egypt because he had become very powerful.
那这个就是真的是从神来的帮助。
And indeed, this is because God helped them.
其实，在亚玛谢当王的时候。
During the
他的父亲亚玛谢在当王的时候、
So when his father Amaziah was king,
其实犹大很弱，他们到处被欺负的。
The kingdom of Judah actually was very weak. They're being attacked everywhere.
但是现在等到乌西亚做王，神就让他们强盛起来了。
But now during the time of Uzziah, God brought prosperity to Judah.
都是因为得到神的祝福。
And this is because they received blessing from the Lord.
这个所以征战得胜不是。兵力有多强，人数有多少
？So to be victorious a battle, it is not a function of how strong and the number of your army,
而是到底有没有神帮助
，but whether the Lord is with you or not.
今天我们在世上任何一件事情，其实我们要得胜，一定是靠神。
So today, in any events or matters to be victorious, we need God.
你看我们在今天在生活里面常常面对很多的征战。
So today, in our daily lives, we have many challenges.
那我们要，其实我们最大的敌人是我们自己。
Our greatest enemy is often ourselves.
我们自己的这个情欲，我们自己的罪性。
Our own sinful desires.
那我们要得胜。
And we need to overcome it.
不是靠自己的意志力。
And it's not by our own determination.
其实是要靠神。
But we need to rely on God.
我们要跟魔鬼征战，我们是靠神。
If we want to engage in a battle with Satan, we need God.
我们面对任何的困难，我们要得胜，我们真的是要寻求神，得到神帮助就得胜了。
And if we face any obstacles and difficulties, if we seek after God, then we'll be victorious.
不管对方是多强盛
，regardless how strong is our enemy,
只要有神啊帮助就没问题。
If God helps us, there will be no issues.
那除了他在对外的征战得胜之外，其实乌西亚反正他很用心的经营他自己的国家内政的。
And so, in addition to the outward battles that he was victorious, he also pay attention to the internal affairs.
你看第九节
，verse 9,
乌西亚他在耶路撒冷的角门、谷门啊、城墙、转门之处，做建筑城楼，而且很坚固。
Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gates, at the valley gates, and at the angle of the wall.And he fortified them.
第十节说，他在旷野、高原的平原也都建筑望楼，挖了许多的井啊，因为他的牲畜很多。
He also built towers in the desert and dug many cisterns, and because he had much livestock in the foothills.
你就看到他是怎么样建设啊，他的国家。
And so he spent time in infrastructure.
他也啊，准备这些城墙、望楼，为了要让国家啊更坚固。
And he built these gates and fortified the towers to strengthen the country.
那他本身呢？他说他也喜欢这个啊农事哈，就是说他是有三地加美之处，他有农夫修理葡萄园的人，他有很多人在从事耕种啊，在生产。
He said he had people working his field and vineyards because he loved the soil.
哦，他喜欢啊这些农业的事情，所以这个粮食就充足。
And because he paid attention to agriculture, so there was food in abundance.
那十一节又讲到他怎么样去训练他的军队。
Here records how he trained the army.
他当时候第十三节说，他这个大能的勇士一共有307,500人，都是大能善于征战的，帮助王可以攻击仇敌的。
He said, King Uzziah has an army of 7,500, and they are mighty warriors.
所以他的军队强盛的。
So he has a mighty army.
因为他是有组织的，有训练的。
Because he organizes them.
然后第十四节说，他预备了很多的这个武器。
Verse 14, Uzziah provided shield, spears, and many weapons.
15节特别说，他也会发明了制造新式的武器，当时他制造机器，看起来很像我们现在所讲的这个火箭哦，或者是飞弹。
Verse 15 says he made machine designed by skillmen used for towers. It's like nowadays people build modern weapons and missiles, etc.
所以他当时其实在各方面都很先进很强。
And so he had new weapons and he had a mighty warrior, so he was very strong.
15节的最后他说乌西亚王的名声传到远方，因为他得了非常的帮助，甚是强盛。
Verse 15 he says that his fame spread far and wide, for he was greatly helped.
这个就是这个乌西亚掌权的时代，那时候百姓他们的生活。
And so that was the period during King Uzziah and how the people lived.
因为这个王很积极很认真在办理国家事情，这个百姓啊，生活就很有规律啊。这个当时候是很难得的国家太平的时代。
Because the king worked really hard to build and manage the country, and therefore people live in peace, and the country was strong.
是因为他得到神的帮助。
Mostly because he received help from God.
那这个在这个时候的百姓生活已经非常的平安了。
And so people live in peace during those days.
那很可惜，第十六节就记录他强盛之后，他就骄傲起来。
Verse 16, but after Uzziah became powerful, his pride led him to his downfall.
结果他就进圣殿想要去烧香。
And so he entered into the temple and he tried to offer a sacrifice.
他逾越了这个祭司的职分，他不可以当做这个工作，但是他竟然执意要去做他想做的事。
He overstepped the boundary and he took over the duty of a priest.
他甚至都不听这个祭司的话了。
He refused to listen the priest.
所以第十八节，当时候这个祭司就阻挡他，跟他说：“你做这个事是犯罪的你做这个事情，神不会使你得荣耀的。”
And the verse 18, the priest even told him that you have sinned against God, you have not brought glory to God.
但是他就执意要拿着香炉要烧香，这个时候他就长了大麻风。
But he insists I'm bringing the incense to the Lord. At that time, leprosy came upon him.
他这个时候也发现神降灾祸给他了。
He realized that God brought calamity on him.
这个神的刑罚马上临到。
Indeed, God's punishment arrived immediately.
因为他没有尊重神。
Because they did not honor God.
他这个时候以为他自己是王，是掌权的。
He thought he had full authority.
他忘记真正掌权的是谁。
He forgot who truly had all authority.
他今天可以强盛，是因为神的帮助。
Today he may become prosper because God helped him.
不是这个王很聪明。很有能力。
Not because he was wise or he was intelligent.
但是我们也看到说，人其实是很脆弱，人是很容易就骄傲起来的。
So we can see that human beings are very weak. We can become proud all of a sudden.
我们今天可能有任何的成就，一点小小的觉得说自己很满足了这种成就感之后，人心就飘忽，就狂傲，不听人的劝告。
Maybe we thought we have some level of success, so we begin to think that we're somebody, and then we do not listen to other advice from others.
以为靠自己可以得到什么？
We thought by our own ability we can achieve something.
但是当这个就像这里说，祭司在讲的时候他不听，最后他得到就是羞耻。
And when the priest confronted him, he refused to listen. So what he received was shame.
因为这个时候他没有看到神坐在宝座上。
Because he did not see that God was sitting on the throne.
他只是进到神的殿去的。
He entered into the temple of God.
但他竟然没有看到神在这里。
Yet he did not see that God was sitting in the temple.
他也不听祭司所给他的劝告。
He also refused to listen to.The priest.
这个就让我们看到一个现象。
So we saw this example.
一个
in this way.
一个他说他强盛就心高气傲的表现是什么？什么叫心高气傲
？So what does it mean by Uzziah became powerful? And his pride led to his downfall. What does it mean pride?
他没有看到神在掌权。
That he failed to see that God rules over all.
他不听 别人给他的劝告。
He refused to listen to the advice from the others.
他就执意要走他自己的路，做他自己的事。
So he determined to do what he thinks is right in his own eyes.
所以骄傲其实是很可怕的。
And so become proud is very dangerous.
那骄傲通常也有一些筹码，就是说他有一些资源，他认为他自己只有他自己有那个本钱可以骄傲。
A person who is very proud often has some reason to make him proud.
但是最后一定是羞耻。
But what he received at the end will certainly be shame.
所以最后这个乌西亚呢，他就被隔离了，他跟神的殿、跟王位、跟国家百姓隔离了。
And because his leprosy, eventually, he had to be isolated from everyone.
所以第二十一节特别说，直到他死的日子，他都是长大麻风的。
21 said King Uzziah had leprosy till the day he died.
这是从神来的刑罚，所以就是祷告也没用。
Because this is a punishment from God, so even if you pray, nothing changed.
你想乌西亚他那时候长大麻风之后，他会不会祷告？他悔改说：“主啊，你求你原谅我。”
And so perhaps he prayed to God and said, "God, please forgive me."
但这个时候没有。
But nothing happened.
神让他继续长大麻风，直到他死。
He had leprosy until the day he died.
我们就看到这个神是轻慢不得的，很严厉的。
So we see that our Lord God cannot be mocked.
神之前帮助他，让他很强盛。
And God helped him initially, so he became powerful.
当他不懂得感谢神，不懂得敬畏神的时候
，But when he failed to honor God and fear God,
执意不听，最后就是羞耻，就是一直到死都是这样子的。
And refused to listen, and his punishment was severe.
最后呢，他说，他就住在别的宫里面，跟神的殿就隔绝了。他儿子约坦就管理家事，治理国民，就是这个时候是由他的儿子掌权。
And because he had to live separately, so his son took over his throne and ruled the kingdom.
好，那接下去就一直在讲，所以二十二节说，乌西亚起义的事情，自始至终都是亚摩斯的儿子先知以赛亚所记的。
And so all the events happened in King Uzziah was recorded by Prophet Isaiah.
所以当时候以赛亚他是在王宫里面做先知。也是 在做侍奉的。
And so Isaiah was serving in the palace as a prophet.
我们就看到在以赛亚书里面记载了一段很详细的犹大国的历史。
And so in the book of Isaiah, there's a very detailed recording of the history of Judah.
所以看起来以赛亚先知他不是只是做先知而已。
So Isaiah was not just a prophet.
因为这个王宫里面的一些事情他都记录了。
But he also records all the events that happened in the palace.
他就好像在王宫里面侍奉的，他就好像在做记录的一样啊，他把一些事件都把它留下来了。
He was more like a historian or a recorder of some sort.
那这个就是以赛亚先知他当时的背景。
And so that was the background of Prophet Isaiah.
现在乌西亚王死了。
So now King Uzziah died.
他做王，他这样子。从头到尾差不多五十二年了。
And for about 52 years, he served as a king.
这差不多半个世纪，这个就是以色列从所罗门从所罗门之后难得的很强盛的时代。
And for this period about 50 years, was one of the period of prosperity other than the time of King Solomon.
好，现在王死了。
So now king died.
以赛亚，你看他这个时候他看到神坐在宝座上。
Then Isaiah saw that the Lord in the vision sit on the throne.
因为对整个国家来说，这个王的死似乎是就是一个时代的结束，大家会很觉得很舍不得。
And so when the king died, people thought this might be the end of a dynasty, and people may feel very miss about his rule.
那真的在乌西亚王之后，这个国家就不再那么强盛了。
And indeed, after King Uzziah. The country fell to a period of weakness.
但在这个时候，这个就是好像国家面临一个危机、一个挑战的时候，神他就显出这个异象，让先知看到。
And so during this period of weakness, God allowed the prophet to see a vision.
神永远在掌权，他不会更换的。
That God is the sovereign. That has absolute sovereignty, that never changed.
人的国度，这个王位会换。一代过去，一代又来。
That a different dynasty, different kings will rule different empires.
但是神不会，他永远都在坐在宝座上。
But God will forever sit on the throne.
他永远都看着他的百姓。
Forever he sees his people.
好，那我们所以看到 他特别讲王慈，表示在这个我们遇到困难的时候，我们一定要懂得把我们的眼睛向天看，我们要去仰望神，才能看到神他主掌一切，他在掌权。
And so we need to learn that God has absolute sovereignty. So when we have issues or problems, we need to look up and seek help from God.
其实今天我们有主可以依靠的人是有福的。
So blessed are those who rely on the Lord.
我们今天有任何的危机，我们有困难，我们都知道从哪里去得帮助了。
And so if we have any issues or a crisis, we know where we can find help.
我们人生旅途里面总是会遇到一些我们觉得很艰难的时刻。
In our journey of life, we will certainly encounter some trials and times of difficulty.
在这个时候，我们如果在我们这个艰困的时候，我们眼睛看哪里？
And so in this trial and difficulties, where should we put our eyes on?
我们有时候就会自己这样自怨自艾，说啊，我怎么这样子？
And sometimes we would complain and whine and how did this happen?
那我们有时候可能去寻求别人的帮助。
Well, maybe we sought assistance from others.
但其实我们会发现，人的帮助其实起不了什么作用。
But we discover that help from others is really doesn't mean much.
我们看诗篇一百二十一篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 121.
诗篇一百二十一篇。
Psalm 121.
第一节。
Verse 1.
诗篇一百二十一篇第一节。
Psalm 21 verse 1.
请读一节跟二节。
Please read verse 1 and 2. Verse 1, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? Verse 2, my help come from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
我的帮助是从造天地的神而来。
He said, my help come from the maker of heaven and earth.
那所以今天我们遇到艰难的时刻，一定要向天举目。向上仰望。
So today, if we encounter difficulties, we need to lift our eyes to heaven.
我们就会发现，其实神他知道。
Our God, He sees it, He knows it.
他要做我们随时的帮助。
And He will be our help at all times.
所以，他是我们在患难当中的避难所。
He is the refuge, in our trouble during our troubled days.
当我们愿意寻求神的时候。
If we're willing to seek God,
我们就看到，哎，那神他就很奇妙的引导我们，就改变我们的心，让我们看到，其实我们不用害怕。
And God will guide us and change our heart, and to see that we actually do not need to be afraid.
在以赛亚书第六章第二节，这个时候他看到神坐在宝座上。
In Isaiah chapter 6 verse 2, here it says, Isaiah saw that God sits on the throne.
在他的上面有撒拉弗侍立
，and there was Zarephath serving the Lord。
那特别在第一节，他特别说，他神坐在宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，是遮满整个圣殿的。
He says, the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple。
这个他的宝座在圣殿里。
And so, the throne is in the temple of the Lord.
犹大国它是神的国度。
And so, the kingdom of Judah belongs to God.
它的中心就是神的这个殿。
And so, its center is the temple of God.
神坐在它的宝座上，在圣殿。
And so, indeed, God sit in the middle of the temple of God.
你看他的那个衣裳遮满圣殿。
And the train of his robe filled the temple.
也表示说神的恩典呢覆盖他的这个殿。
And that means the glory and the grace of God filled the temple.
哦，神看顾他的国度，看顾他的殿。
And so God watches over his kingdom and his temple.
神知道他百姓的需要。
And God sees the needs of his people.
在这个宝座上面呢，他现在看到。有撒拉弗势力
，and so on this throne, the seraph, serving them.
这是很多数的，很多撒拉弗的。
And so there are many seraphs.
那他也特别提到这个，每个撒拉弗都有六个翅膀。
And say each with six wings.
这个撒拉弗的意思就是火的意思，燃烧。
And so seraph means fire, means burning.
那燃烧就是发光
，means light.
所以在以赛亚书里面呢。他在第十四章啊
，So Isaiah chapter 14，
还会看到啊，这个在神的宝座那里啊，会有一些什么现象
？And he show us how what the vision near the throne of God。
我们在读的时候要留意
，And so we read it, we have to pay attention to it。
那在这里特别提到，在神的 神那里有受造的啊，在侍奉，在听神的差遣。
And there records the creation was serving God and obeying God's commands.
那这是一个异象，让好像神打开他的眼睛，他看得到。
And so this is
一般肉眼看不到的。
This is a vision that God allowed Isaiah to see.
那这个撒拉佛他其实是神的使者，那他们这个六个翅膀，他特别描述两个遮脸，两个遮脚，两个飞翔。
And so seraph are actually the messenger or the servants of God. It says six wings, two cover their face, two cover their feet, and was two that were flying.
他们这个像火一样，其实就是要去洁净的，要去除掉罪恶的。
So they were like fire, they're out there to cleanse sins.
你看，在神面前，你有罪恶人站立不了，就是这样子。
And so in front of God, anyone with sins cannot be in his presence.
这个撒拉弗在神的宝座周围啊。
And so the seraph surrounds the throne of God.
不洁净了，你去了一定烧死了。
And if you're not clean, you'll be burned.
因为一定要经过洁净这个过程。
So you need to be cleansed.
没有圣洁的就进不到神面前。
So without holiness, it is impossible to see God.
所以这个撒拉弗在神的宝座周围，在他之上，其实在说明神的这个宝座一定是要维护圣洁的。
And so this teaches us that in the throne of God, holiness is a must.
那现在这个在神的殿一样。
And so this is the same as in the temple of God.
所以为什么说我们神的家圣殿要保持圣洁？
Therefore, here in the household and the temple of God, we need to be holy.
没有圣洁，没有办法在神面前站立得住。
For without holiness, it is impossible to see God.
那这撒拉佛，你看他们啊，这个用翅膀遮脸，在表示他们的谦卑。
And so, using the wings to cover their face to show their humility.
他们不敢去夺取神的荣耀。
And they dare not to overtake the glory of God.
有人说那个撒拉佛这个天使都很美啊。
A lot of people say angels are very beautiful.
但是其实另外方面，如果是燃烧的那个这个撒拉佛是很威严的。
But if an angel is as a burning fire, you may also say angel is have a very strong appearance.
但是基本上这个遮脸表示他不敢露出他自己，他一定是让众人看到。神坐在高高的宝座上的。
And so using the wings to cover their face is so that people can only see the Lord alone.
我们在神面前要有谦卑的态度。
So in front of God, we should be humble.
今天不管我们是哪一种人在侍奉。
It doesn't matter what kind of people, what type of servitude in the church.
我们要把我们的脸遮起来，要让众人看到只有神坐在宝座。
We need to cover our face and let others see only God on the throne.
主耶稣也说，他在人间侍奉的时候，他不求从人来荣耀。
The Lord Jesus, in his ministry, he never would seek glory or honor from people.
所以他也强调，我们如果会追求从人来的荣耀，就看不到神的荣耀。
Anyone who seek after glory and honor from men will never see in glory and honor from God.
那这里这个撒拉佛他们遮脸，就让我们知道说我们。当如果在神面前谦卑。
And so when the seraphs cover their face, this teaches us that we should be humble in front of God.
那两个翅膀遮脸，遮脚。
And says two wings cover their feet.
那表示说他们所做过的事情哦，他们不留痕迹的。
And so whatever they have done, it leaves no traces or footsteps.
默默做。
They just do it.
做完之后就把它盖起来了，不要再一直讲了。
And after they've done it, they don't need to mention it or record it or magnify it.
所以其实我们有时候走过一个路线。
And so sometimes we have done certain things.
这里撒拉佛说他把脚遮起来了。
And so here Sarah said he covered their feet.
我们要了解，凡事都是神的带领，都是神他在主导的。
We need to learn that everything came from God's glory and God's guidance.
那所以我们每一个工作结束之后都不可以去跟神请功劳。
So after we complete certain work, it is wrong for us to claim some credits.
主啊，我为你做了什么事
？Lord, I have done this and that for you.
你应该怎么样来报答我
？Therefore, you should repay me with such and such.
当我们这样子祈求的时候
If this is how we pray
to God, 跟神这样子要求了。
If this is how we make the request to God,
那有时候神他回应了，但是不见得对我们有好处。
Even if God responded, it may not be good for us.
其实我们如果仔细看，后来西西家王就是这样子。
And we can see, that's how the prayer of King Hezekiah was.
我们在读到三十六章的时候，会再重复读一下西西家王的故事。
And in King, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 36, we will review.The story of King Hezekiah.
西西家他跟神说：“我，你看我做了行了这么好的事，主啊，你都不纪念吗？你要让我死的吗
？”King Hezekiah prayed the Lord, said, "Lord God, I've done so many great things for you. Do you not remember? You're gonna let me die?"
好，神就当了，好了，让你活，再活十五年。
And God said, "Okay, I'll give another 15 years."
他又多活了十五年，对他有帮助吗
？But these extra 15 years, did it really help him?
其实我们如果仔细想想
，But if we look at carefully,
对他来说
，to him.
当然，对他的家庭、对他的国家来说，他又王又多掌权了十五年。
And this one particular king reigned another 15 years longer.
但是他后来，他所呈现出来的那个生命的内涵，跟他在之前不太一样了。
But this extra 15 years, he lived differently from his previous life.
后来，甚至被以赛亚先知责备。
And then he was rebuked by prophet Isaiah.
因为他那时候心里面骄傲起来。
Because he became proud.
啊，一样。所以这里撒拉夫他把他们的脚遮起来
，and so here a seraph cover the feet，
不敢去荣耀他自己过去一切所做的功
，so they do not want to be recognized for whatever work they did。
那用两个翅膀飞翔
，and use two wings to fly、
啊。这个说明他们是怎么样迅速积极的去完成神的托付。
And this teaches us how they quickly complete and execute the work of God。
那这些撒拉夫他们。在第三节说，彼此呼喊说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！万军之主，他的荣光充满全地。”
And these and they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty."
这次这个时候，这个撒拉夫他们的颂赞啊，跟启示录里面呢、后来约翰所看到的异象，那个四活物在颂赞是一样的。
And so the praise recorded here is the same as the praise recorded in Revelation.
我们如果看那启示录
，Please turn to Revelation.
启示录第四章
，Chapter 4.
启示录第四章第八节。
Revelation chapter 4 verse 8.
来，请读第八节。
Revelation chapter 4 verse 8.Verse 8, each of the four living creatures has six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under his wings. Day and night, they never stopped saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty, who was and is to come."
这里四活物一样有六个翅膀。
And so here the four living creatures also has six wings.
他们这个六个翅膀的功用应该跟撒拉夫。一样的。
And so these six wings perform similar functions as the seraph.
那不同的是，他们里面他们是遍体内外都满了眼睛。
What interesting was, every part of their body is covered with eyes.
这不是人间的。
And so, of course, this is not a creature in this world.
那这个其实是它属灵的含义在里面很深的。
And so there's a very deep spiritual meaning to it.
他们这样子，他们坐位不住哦，一直在颂赞，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
So day and night, they praise, saying, "Holy, holy, holy."
主神他是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能，他是永远不改变的全能者。
It's the Lord God Almighty who was, and is to come.
哦，那在撒拉夫他的颂赞里面，他说：“主万军之主，他的荣光会充满全地，荣耀是片在的。”
And Sarah said that for the glory of the Lord shall fill the temple and everywhere.
那他们这个颂赞的声音哦，他说他们大到那个圣殿门槛的根基都会震动。
And the voice was so loud that even the foundation of the temple was shaken.
殿充满了烟云。
And the temple was shook.
这个时候其实殿充满烟云在特别强调说神的灵在，他在施恩，他祝福。
And this is how God show His mercy in the temple.
在利未记里面呢，我们看到这个至圣所，当人进到神的施恩宝座前，要跟神交通的时候， 一定是充满怨言的。
And so, in Leviticus, when the priest was about to enter the Holy of Holy, you can see that you'll record that the temple will be filled with smoke.
哦，因为这个就是在人在神面前得福气，要能够得到神的信息的啊一个现象。
And so this is a sign of someone received blessing from the Lord.
那这个，所以当时整个圣殿哦，你看它充满的神的荣耀。
And so entire the temple was filled with the glory and the grace of God.
那也就在这个时候，
所以
这个先知他才猛然发现他自己的问题。
So the prophet realized the issue that he had.
当他看到了神的这个荣耀之后，
when he saw the glory of God.
第五节他说
，verse five he says,
祸哉我灭亡了。
He said, woe to me, I am ruined.
我们如果读第五章，你就发现在这之前。以撒先知跟这些犹大的百姓大声的呼喊说：“祸哉，你们有祸了。”
If we read chapter 5, he says that Isaiah cried to them, say, "Ruin, woe to us, for we're in trouble."
第五章，以撒书第五章，从第八节以后连续讲了六个祸。
From Isaiah chapter 5, verse 8, he says, "Woe to you," many times.
哦，那所以你就看当时候其实。先知非常的坚定的去指出百姓的错误啊。
And so the prophet at the time, clearly, indicated their faults.
但是这里，他这个祸灾是对他自己说的。
But now Isaiah declared, his own woes.
啊，所以当我们一个人呢，如果没有真的看到神的荣耀的时候，我们指责别人容易。
And so,
我们看不到自己的缺点。
So if we don't see the glory of God, it is very to tell others, woe to you. But if we see the glory of God, we'll see woe to me.
当我们能够真的跟神亲近啊，也能够见证到神的这个圣洁荣耀的同时，我们才会发现我们自己的问题，我们才这个时候也才会谦卑下来。
And so only when we can witness the glory of God, then we can humble ourselves and we can see our own issues.
他发现他自己是嘴唇不洁净的人。
So he found that he was a person of unclean lips.
第五节接下去他说，他又住在嘴唇不洁净的百姓当中。
And he lived among the people of unclean lips.
又因为他眼睛看见了大君王万军之主坐在宝座上。
And my eye has seen the King, the Lord Almighty.
他是一个不圣洁的，他是污秽的，但他竟然见到这个圣洁荣耀的主。
And he was an unclean person, and yet he get to see the most holy of God.
所以他说他有祸了。
So he said, "Woe to me."
那我们从这里我们看到一个很重要 的提醒。
So from here we can see a strong reminder.
因为当我们在困难的时候
，And so in times of difficulties,
我们如果懂得向天举目。
If we learn to look up to the sky,
我们懂得去寻求神。
If we understand that we should seek after God,
我们就会发现神他在掌握一切，他是我们的依靠。
We will understand that God rules all, and He is our true reliance.
我们只要求告他就对了，寻求他。
So if we just seek after Him, and everything will be all
right. 那当我们懂得向天举目。同时我们会看到我们自己的问题。
And so when we look up to the sky, we will see our own problems.
我们当我们看到了神的荣耀，我们就会谦卑反省自己。
And when we see the glory of God, we will learn to examine ourselves.
然后就发现我们应该改变的，我们应该追求的重点在哪里。
And then we will learn what should we change and what should be the focus of our life.
这个时候以赛亚先知他说我有祸，因为我的嘴唇不干净。
And so prophet Isaiah declared, woe to me, for I am a person.
如果嘴唇不干净，他怎么样去传讲神的话呢？
And if lips is not clean, how can you proclaim the words of God?
他的百姓如果都是嘴唇不洁的人，他很难不受污染。
And so, if all his people are people of unclean lips, how is it he not be defiled?
哦，所以今天你看我们这些我们所处的环境啊，如果是充满罪恶的，这里面的人都是在讲脏话的，你有时候就会很容易就被污染了。
And so, if we see that we're in the community or everyone surrounding us are speaking filthy words, then it's hard for us not to be influenced.
那我们就要很小心了。
We have to be very careful.
我们这个时候更要谨慎我们的嘴巴。
We have to withhold our tongues.
不要随便说，因为说了可能就是得罪神的话。
And do not say things easily because we may offend God.
那这里我们就看到以赛亚先知他自己的要求， 他需要能够成为一个嘴唇洁净的，
so,
配得去讲神的话。
So here, Isaiah wants to be a person of clean lips, worthy of preaching the words of God.
我们今天如果要传讲神的话，我们一定要保守圣洁。
So today, if we want to preach the words of God, we need to be holy.
特别是我们的嘴巴要勒得住。
And we need to shut our mouth or speak the words properly.
有时候我们嘴巴该说的话不说，这个是不洁净嘛。
And so if we the certain words that we should say, but we did not say, that's not good.
那有时候我们不该讲的话偏偏讲。
And but the words that we should not say, that we speak constantly.
我们人的软弱通常都是该说的不说，不该说的偏偏说。
And so we often have this weakness of the things that we should say, we did not say, but the things we should not say, that we repeat over and over.
这跟保罗说，他知道了好，做不免去做，但是知道不可以做的坏，偏偏去做。
And much like what Paul was saying, that the good that he wants to do, he could not do, but the sins that he cannot commit, that he keep repeating.
这是我们每一个人要时常反省的重点。
So that is a focus for our self-examination.
雅各书第三章告诉我们，如果我们能够勒得住舌头，我们就可能成为完全人。
And James chapter 3 says, if someone can control his tongue, then he is perfect.
那现在以赛亚他自己知道问题的。
And so Isaiah sees the problem now.
通常我们能够看到自己的问题，都是我们跟神亲近的时候。
So the time that we can see our problem is the time that we are closer to God.
我们如果被这个社会引诱，然后我们忘记了我们追求的目标，我们如果远离神，通常我们就会觉得自己很厉害。
If we're enticed by the world, we're departing from God.We will think that we're something else.
所以当我们的心听不了别人所讲的话，
and if we cannot take advice from others,
通常我们会觉得说我们一直想要去追求这个世界上的成就的时候，
and so if there's a period of there's a desire to seek all the glories and honor of the world,
通常也都是我们跟神离很远的时候。
And this is also the time that we're departing from God.
所以我们要常常自我反省了。
So we must make this self-examination.
我们唯有真的从这个亲近神、祷告、读经这个灵修生活里面去跟神亲近之后，我们才会发现自己的问题。
And so only through prayer and reading Bible and do a spiritual cleansing, then we can see these problems.
我们越亲近神的人就会越看到自己的不足。
People who are close to God will see how inadequate he really was.
那这也让我们看到说，其实我们有时候人跟人之间如果出问题，通常都是我们跟神远离的时候，我们跟神不够亲近。
And we can see that often if there's people or personal issues, this is usually a sign of our issue with God.
我们亲近神的人就看到自己的罪恶不解。
And for someone who is close to God, who often see his own weakness and iniquities.
有这样一个认知之后，神的帮助马上出现。
And so once we have this understanding, then the help from God will come immediately.
所以第六节说
，verse six, it says.
这个时候，这个撒拉弗就飞到他的眼前，手里拿着红炭，然后就放在他的口，沾他的口。
And so one of the seraphs flew to me with a live coal in his hand and had taken from the top of the altar and put it in his mouth.
然后就说第七节说，看呐，这个炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪除掉了，你的罪恶就赦免了。
He says, "See this has touched your lips; your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for."
你看他这里特别提到这个红炭呢，是从祭坛上拿下来的。
And so this coal was taken from the altar.
祭坛的这个炭火是用来献祭的。
And so the fire in altar is used for sacrifice.
献祭用的时候在烧祭物的啦。
So they use the coal to burn the offering.
这里面有血有油，就是在亲近神的时候所要有的这个一定要有的这个火。
And so this fire is needed to burn the offering.
那从祭坛上的这个火拿下来才有洁净的功用。
And so this fire taken from the altar that has the power for cleansing.
那他说，进了他的嘴，他说你就洁净了。
It touches the lips, say, your lips are now clean.
当我们愿意啊认罪悔改的时候，哎，神他就帮助我们洁净。
So if we're willing to repent, and acknowledge our sins, and God will clean us.
那洁净一定要靠神的。
And we need God to do the cleansing.
要神他的能力。
We need the power from God to do this.
要是跟这个神的这个圣洁有关的。
And has to do with God's holiness.
所以今天我们要洁净，一定要神的灵，要神的话。
And so today, if we want to be cleansed, we need the Spirit, and the Word of God.
要有主耶稣基督，就好像主耶稣是放在祭坛上把它烧掉的。
And just like
那个火把它烧掉。
Just like Lord Jesus, offered himself as a sacrifice, as a burnt offering.
哦，所以今天我们要洁净，要经过试炼，要火炼的。
And so today, to be cleansed, sometimes we need to go through trial, as fire.
这个炭沾到嘴，你现在想会有什么感觉？
And so what happened, when a live coal touch your mouth, how are you going to feel that?
但是如果没有这个过程，就不会没办法洁净。
But without this process, we cannot be cleansed.
哦，所以今天我们要看到神坐在宝座上。
So today we need to see that God sits high on the throne.
他看顾他的百姓。
He watches over his people.
啊，他要与我们亲近。
He wants to be close with us.
我们如果能够看到圣洁荣耀的神坐在这里，
if we can see the honor and the glorious God sitting here,
就看到自己的不足。
We will see our own weakness.
这个时候神他会帮助我们。
And then God will help us.
啊，神的宝血就覆盖我们。
His blood shall cover us.
我们看约翰一书第一章。
Turn to 1 John 1.
约翰一书第一章。
1 John 1,
第一章第九节。
1 John 1, verse 9，
第九节。
verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Verse 10.If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives.
我们看二章第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1. My dear children, I write you this so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one.
第二节。
Verse 2.He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world.
第三节。
Verse 3, we know that if we have come to know him, if we obey his commands,
让我们都能够看到我们的主在宝座上。
And so let us all see that our Lord Jesus Christ on the throne.
我们可以承认我们的过犯。
We can confess our sins.
信实的主耶稣基督他已经为我们献上他的生命，他要洁净我们。
And Lord Jesus already promised to cleanse our sins.
那我们更愿意来遵守他的命令。
So let us be more willing to obey his command.
我们就是真的认识他的。
Then this is how we can truly come to know.
那我们都可以一起来颂赞啊，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
So we can all together praise holy, holy, holy.
一起来唱诗第一首。
Let us sing hymn number one.And so let us praise and thank God to give us peace.
求主继续带领我们接下去的生活。
We ask our Lord Jesus to continue to guide our life.
我们教会的许多的重大的工作要推动，我们都需要神他来祝福带领。
There are many important church work that require our prayer to God and the abidance of God.
特别是我们要建造新的这个建第二次工程的这件事情。
And please, pray for the phase two construction work.
我们许多弟兄姐妹在肉体上或者在灵性上软弱的，祷告里面纪念求主怜悯。
Also pray for brothers and sisters who may be physically and spiritually weak.
我们现在同心祷告。
So let's kneel down and pray.